Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Praise God. And good evening, everyone. And welcome to Miracle Internet Church. I'm Pastor Sabrina Sessions. Brother Bill is here. Brother Marshall is here. All of you are here. And the Lord God Almighty is in our midst, because where two or three are gathered together in his name, there he is in the midst. Amen? So we welcome you, Heavenly Father. We welcome you, Lord Jesus. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, and we thank you. We also welcome all of our first-time listeners. We are a Christian Internet Protestant church, non-denominational, by the way, in case you were wondering. And we welcome you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We meet on the Internet every Wednesday and Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America. On Sundays, we meet as Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sunday with the local congregation as well. So we encourage you to join us and to enjoy the word of the Lord. We also invite you to join us in our chat room. And our chat room is a holy chat room. It's found on our webpage. And our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. That's miracleinternetchurch.com. And when the page comes up, across the banner, you'll see MIC Radio Chat. That's our chat room. Click that link, and it will open up to a page where you can sign in. Click guest. Type in your name or your handle and say hi to everyone, and everyone will say hi to you. Amen. We're very friendly. If you happen to be on a cellular device, whether it's Android or iPhone, you may do the same. You may access miracleinternetchurch.com through your browser. And when the page comes up across the banner, you'll see three white dashes on a black background. Click the three white dashes because that's your link. And it will open up all the other links to you. Amen? So we pray that that is sufficient instructions to get you started. On our website, we have over 11 years of broadcast. And we broadcast then twice a week. We do three times a week now. So for 52 weeks of the year, we have two to three broadcasts for each week for at least 11 years, probably a little more now, but at least that many. So there's plenty of word here for people who want to learn and want to grow, people who need answers. There's plenty of word here. There's information on the founders page. There's information on Pastor Dr. Sabrina Sessions' page. In fact, all over the website, there's sermons and there's information. We have the King James Audio Bible. We have over 150 books and e-books on the webpage written by Dr. Pat Holliday. So for those who actually want to grow up in the things of the Lord, those who actually want to mature, there's plenty of information here. Plenty. And I guarantee that the answers to your questions can be found here. We encourage you to establish your relationship with God the Holy Spirit and ask him to take you into the archive sermons and lead you to the sermon that you need to hear. He knows exactly where it is. You don't have to fumble around. Amen? It's a real simple way to get it done. Humble yourself and ask the Holy Spirit. He is your helper. Ask him to take you into the archive sermons and take you directly to what you need to hear. And then you need to listen. You need to listen with your King James Version of the Bible open and your notepad, ready to hear what God has to say to you. Amen? You might have to listen to it more than once. But the word is available. Deliverance is on many of those sermons. Many of the sermons came with deliverance. So we encourage you to avail yourself via the Holy Spirit to what you need to receive. Amen? Amen. So there you have it. Now, speaking of the dream protocol, You know, we do have a dream protocol in this ministry. The Lord gave it to me a long time ago. But you need to implement it the way it is written, not according to your imagination or what you think ought to happen or your emotion. Most people decide for themselves without asking the Lord, as the protocol states. Number one, ask Jesus Christ. It does not say, number one, well, I just know that didn't come from God. Nobody asked you. We're supposed to be asking Jesus Christ. Amen? So if you're going to do the protocol and get God's results, you need to follow his direction. Number one, ask Jesus Christ. And then proceed with the rest of it. Amen? Praise the Lord. It's nothing like humbling yourself to follow the directions as they are printed. Amen? Amen. If you do it your way, you're probably going to get your results. You do it God's way, you'll get God results. And that's the best way to do it, God's way. It's called obedience. Amen? Praise the Lord. So we want to thank the Lord for every good thing and every perfect gift and all that he's doing in our lives. And we want to give him praise for the upcoming fast that we're going to have. I forgot what the dates were. They're on my calendar somewhere. November 16th through November 19th. And thank you. November 16th at 12:01 a.m. your time zone through November 19th at midnight your time zone. We're partaking of water, Holy Communion, oatmeal, and soup. That's it. The emphasis will be in the book of Proverbs. God will be talking to each of us in the book of Proverbs. Our focus here is humbling our souls before the Lord. The Lord wants some more humility in our lives. He's spoken to me about that. Archive messages will be posted in the chat room by the pastor that everyone should listen to. If you have any questions, you may present them to the Lord of the Fast or the pastor. That would be me at gproomandoutlook.com. And then there's a list of psalms, or scriptures rather, that we get to meditate on during the fast. Psalm 46:1. Psalm 94:17, Psalm 33:20. Let's see, that just moved. Let me move it back. Psalm 33:20, Psalm 94:17, got listed twice. Psalm 63:7, Psalm 28:7, and Hebrews 4:16. Amen. Praise the Lord. So God has given us our marching instructions, and we're going to do exactly what he said to do. Amen. Amen. So I pray that all is going well. The weather is changing. We're approaching the end of the year, saints. We're approaching the end of the year. Sometime before this year is over, you should look back at where you were in January, February, and determine if you're in a better place or not. You should look back at where you were then as opposed to where you are now. Amen? And see if you've grown in the Lord. See if you've learned anything. See if you've matured as a human being. Amen? And don't just go according to your own opinion. Seek the Lord. Ask him what he thinks. Because really, his opinion is the truth. We tend to have a very biased opinions of ourselves. But the Lord will just tell you the truth. Amen? So seek the Lord. See what he thinks of where you were January, February, as opposed to where you are now. You might find out something very, very interesting. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's go before the Lord our God in prayer. He has prepared this service for us tonight, and I can't wait to partake of his blessings. And I pray that you feel the same way. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for the blood of Jesus. We want to thank you for love, for grace, for faith, for joy, for truth, for forgiveness of sins, for repentance. We want to thank you, Father. We want to thank you for your wisdom. We want to thank you for the word of God. We want to thank you for all of the armor of God. We want to thank you for the scriptures. And most of all, we want to thank you, Father, for you, for sending the Lord Jesus to earth, that we might have an opportunity to have a real relationship with you. We want to thank you for sending the Holy Spirit. We need him. We need him all the time. Thank you. Thank you for the blood of Jesus and all that the blood speaks on our behalf. We want to thank you for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your glory in the midst. We want to thank you for your warring, linking angels that surround us and your praising angels overhead. We want to thank you. We want to thank you for your very presence, that you never leave us alone, you never abandon us, you never forsake us, you never throw up your hands and say, I've had enough of them. No, you're long-suffering. You really love us. And although we fail and sin and make blunders and mistakes and errors, you still love us. And you readily allow us to understand how much you love us. You allow us to go through trials that reveal to us how very much you love us. Sometimes we don't get the message at first, but over time it becomes clear to us that the heart of God is reaching out to each of us. We want to thank you for that, Father. We want to thank you. The Bible says that without faith it is impossible to please you. And that when we come to you, we must believe that you are and that you are a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. Father, we lift to you right now the governor of the state of Florida, and we ask you to save his soul. We ask you to save his soul. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to reveal yourself to him and allow him the privilege of a true, genuine, born-again experience. We thank you for that, Lord. You said if we asked for the heathen for an inheritance, we would receive that. You said whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, Father, we come before your throne asking for that particular soul to be brought into the kingdom. That person's been introduced to religion, but they don't really know you. So we're asking in your mercy, Father, that you draw him to yourself. Draw him to the Lord Jesus. Draw him to the Lord Jesus. Draw him to the Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you for bringing him into the kingdom and teaching him the ways of righteousness in Jesus' name. You said to us, Father, that faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence, the proof of things we're yet to see. So you say to us, Lord, that it's impossible to please you without faith, that if we harbor fear in our hearts, we don't have faith in that place. So, Father, tonight we repent of covering up our fears, pretending we didn't have them, pretending they're not really there at all, and we don't see them, perceive them, or know them. We want to come clean, and we want to call fear what it is. We give you praise, Lord, that when we come to you in prayer, you will receive us. We choose, Father, to believe you. And we choose not to cast away our confidence in you. because there's a great reward that we receive when we walk in faith. You teach us, Lord, in your word that whatever things we desire when we pray, believe you. Then we'll receive them. Then we'll get them. You teach us, Lord, to ask in faith and not waver and not vacillate, not switch back and forth. Because you want people that are steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the word of the Lord. We want to thank you, Father, that there is a faith you have given us. You first gave it to the saints. And many of us have chosen to be contenders for that very faith, Father. We ask that you keep us strong. We ask that you keep us courageous. We ask you to keep us ever abounding in faith in Jesus' name. And Father, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, where our barns are filled with plenty and our presses are bursting forth with new wine, because we're trusting in you with our whole hearts and we're not leaning to our own understanding, but rather in all of our ways we acknowledge you and you direct our path. We want to thank you for the blessings that have come into our lives as our obedience has increased. We want to thank you, Lord, for trusting us to do things that you tell us to do. We know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And so we cast all of our cares upon you, Father, because you care for us. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, all his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, and we cancel all of the demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in Jesus' name. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking, reporters, listeners, watchers, peeps, whispers, familiar demons, all electronic and technology demons, digital demons, and all of their attacks. We bind electromagnetic attacks, smart technology and particle attacks, all techno-paganism, and the mind control released by the occult. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ and chain it with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. We bind all Leviathan spirits and their attacks, Kundalini spirits and their attacks, even their psychic attacks in Jesus' name. We bind all water and marine spirits and their attacks. And we call for the holy fire of God to consume all water and marine spirits in Jesus' name. All sex devils and their attacks, we call for the fire of God to destroy them in Jesus' name. All unclean spirits and their attacks, passive devils and their attacks, sorcery devils and their attacks, all seducing, womanizing, and drone and whoredom spirits and their attacks, all the voices of the stranger and their attacks, all hypnotic and trance devils and their attacks and mystic rituals and their intent. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we call for the fire of God to consume them in the name of Jesus. We return every attack from whence it came in Jesus' name. Every attack must go back in the name of Jesus. We bind all pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, artificial intelligence, smart dust, and we forbid those spirits to continually attack us in Jesus' name. We bind all the seducing, womanizing, and drone spirits, the Havana syndrome, brain changes, injuries, and all remote viewing, all sonic audio weapons we bind, all targeted radio frequencies, all pulse weapons and their attacks, all microwave attacks, all EMF attacks, everything coming off the cellular towers and the satellites. We bind your effect over us in Jesus' name. We bind debilitating sonic frequency attacks. We bind the work of every druid in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all microwave frequency weapons, all 5G and components in Jesus' name. And we overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind Buddhist, black magic, Kabbalah, Santeria, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, Indian, African, European, American, Celtic, Uraki, Australian, Native American, Caribbean, Latin American, black magic and white magic in Jesus' name. We want to thank you. In Jesus' name. All that Native American witchcraft, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we circumcise ourselves from it in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for opening blind eyes and helping us to see that we have not seen and understood before in Jesus' holy name. Thank you. We bind all Morgellons attacks and return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils and all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in the American culture. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, and hyperactivity. In the name of Jesus, we bind the prince of the power of the air. We return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that's been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect, all satanic ritual abuse demons, all satanic worship and witchcraft dedications. We bind you in Jesus' name. We bind the formations of all demonic insects, all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, supplanting the gods of the people of the land, the gods of the grove, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind those spirits in Jesus' name. We bind Mammon and his agents and all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, sabotage, spy, distract, infect, wear down, mock, lie against, manipulate, harass, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, despise, undermine, corrupt, defile, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirit of the fool, the words of the fool, the anger of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind in the name of Jesus. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, New Age movement, the spirits and works of the oppressors, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirit in the children of disobedience, make-believe, and fantasy. We bind in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we repent of holding on to images in our hearts and minds that don't please you, images many of which were placed in our lives during childhood, fantasy spirit. We call for the Lord to release his holy fire on every fantasy spirit in each of us. In Jesus' name, we call for the same fire that fell on Mount Carmel, Lord, to come upon every fantasy spirit in each of us in the name of Jesus Christ. Totally consuming, because our God is an all-consuming fire in Jesus' name. God's people should have no relationship with fantasy figures. Fantasy conditions the mind to ultimately receive the deception of Satan and prepares the pathway into practicing witchcraft. So in the name of Jesus Christ, we seal off that pathway through the imagination, through fantasy, in Jesus' name. We close ourselves off from every evil way and every wicked path in the name of Jesus. We repent of emotional ties to any object related to fantasy and imagination in Jesus' name. We ask you, Father, that if we still have these things in our possession, even if we have forgotten about them, that you will show us how to destroy them in the name of Jesus. We are not to desire the item or any part of it. We thank you, Lord, for showing us that it's an abominable thing to you. And we ask you, Lord, to help us to feel about those things the very same way that you feel, Father. The Bible teaches us that we are not to hold on to images or things that serve as acts of worship for idolaters. This is an abomination to you. And we are not to bring these images into our home lest we become accursed like that very accursed thing. And that when we maintain possession of it, we bring a curse upon ourselves. So, Father, we repent of being amused, intrigued, or charmed by what you utterly detest and hate. We take authority, dominion, and power, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, over what we refer to as memory spirits. We bind them in the name of Jesus. We bind ungodly recall, confusion, fragmented soul, drifting mind, lapsed memory, temporary amnesia, ancestral curses, retardation, senility, ungodly soul ties, what is referred to as mental illness, insanity, psychiatry, demonic subjections, occult fascinations, drugs, fear, lack of cooperation, insecurity, in the name of Jesus Christ, and insanity. We take authority, dominion, and power over these spirits, and we bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. We command them to come up and out of the people of God in Jesus' name. We come up and out of the people of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit that is considered a part of mental illness by the medical community and by the world society, we take authority, dominion, and power over you. We bind all of your strong men. We chain them with eternal chains under darkness, and we chain the underlings, all the agents, all the demons, all of those spirits to the strong man. And we call all of you out at once. In Jesus' name, we command you to come up and out. Everybody take a deep breath and cough. Come out of the people of God. Come out of the people of God. Many of these spirits come down the family line. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Many of the dispositions that we have are merely clusters of demons that come down the family line. We take authority, dominion, and power over them right now in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath and cough those spirits out in Jesus' holy name. Come out of the mind. Come out of the mind. We command you now to come out of the mind, every part of the mind. All of those unclean water spirits, all of those familiar spirits coming down the family line, all of those spirits that produce insanity and forgetfulness, and all the other spirits that were called out, we bind you. All of the spirits that work in cooperation, woo! Come out now. Come on out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out. Come out of God's people in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no right to be there. All those spirits of witchcraft, all of those spirits of inordinate appetites, inordinate lust, especially sexual, coming down the family lines, that open the descendants to an unstable mind and unstable emotions. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out. We bind you. All schizophrenic devils, you are now bound in the name of Jesus. Bipolar demons, you are bound in the name of Jesus. All confusion is bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of fear is bound in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank Father and we give you praise. Now, saints, you need to cough, you know. That's your part. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank you, Father, for your mercy over your people in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. Every form of meditation that we have entered into in our lives that is not pleasing to the Lord, we repent of it now. Now we bind those devils in Jesus' name. Break it, break it, break up and go in Jesus' name. Break up and go in the name of Jesus Christ. Break up and go in the name of Jesus. Break up, break up, break up and go in the name of Jesus. Break up and go. Cycles of defeat. We break every cycle in Jesus' name. We go. Spirits of depression, you are bound in Jesus' name. Spirits of depression, you must leave now in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind Ahab and Jezebelic practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnations, hauntings, poltergeists, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. You are bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out of the people of God right now. Come out of God's people right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Deep breath and cough. You know what to do, saint. If you want them to leave, you know what to do. We bind lewdness. Perversions of every kind, outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, and the king of pride. We bind you all and chain you with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. We bind all blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, let it return from whence it came in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and the temptation to sin. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Basilic, Moloch, Python, Baphomet and his 72, Atlas, Zeus, Mammon, and Apollyon in the name of Jesus. We undo the works of every demonic weapon, fireball, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, codes and triggers, mind control, tumors, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We break the powers of every demonic ritual, prayer, ceremony, all their elements, and the intents thereof in Jesus' name. We bind it all and cage it with and chain it with eternal chains under darkness in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare that you have no power over us in Jesus' name. We reject the inheritance of Masonic rituals in Jesus' name. We reject the inheritance of Masonic rituals in Jesus' holy name. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the lay of this sin. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, witchcraft, and mind control back on their own heads in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians everywhere. And we particularly target all Christians that are being held against their will and persecuted in Jesus' name. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us, Father. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand will save us. We want to thank you, Lord. Father, we want to confess that we've done some stupid and dumb things in this life. They were just outright dumb. Looking back, Lord, we can hardly believe that we actually committed those things. But we did. So we want to come clean tonight, Father. We want to lay all of those things out before you. And we ask, Father, that as we come to you privately about those things, that you help us to understand why we did them. We give you praise, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise, Father, in Jesus' name. We disconnect ourselves from every spirit that has been sent to us, that followed us, that's been transferred to us, and we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ, and we command it to leave us now. Even those spirits that come through the computer and downloading email or opening up web pages or even opening up our cell phones in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every demon coming across the computer lines, and we return their wickedness and any curses to them in Jesus' holy name. The same with all the demons that infiltrate our dreams. We bind them out of our dreams, the demons of the night, bad dreams, nightmares, sex dreams, anything or anyone trying to get into our dreams. We bind you in the name of Jesus, and we command you to stay away. We thank you, Father, for your protection through the day and night. We thank you for your fiery wall of protection with your glory in the midst. And we circumcise from ourselves all ungodly silver cords and ley lines in Jesus' name, all ungodly soul ties, attachments, covenants, agreements, oaths, consents, garlands, vows, pledges, pacts, leagues, and every form of agreement with the demonic realm. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you show us the places where we're still connected to the demonic realm, and many times unknowingly, in Jesus' name. We ask, Father, as we go into this fast, that you reveal to us things that we have not understood before, that we might walk in righteousness before you in the holy name of Jesus Christ. We tear down and destroy all walls of protection around Satanists, shamans, nanobots, wizards, warlocks, witches, sorcerers, divinators, and the like. And we break the power of every love spell, vex, hex, curse, charm, fetish, all psychic thought, witchcraft, sorcery, magic, voodoo, jinxes, potions, bewitchments, all death spirits, destruction, all pain and torment sent to us, all sickness, all psychic warfare and psychic power being sent our way, evil prayer chains, incense and candle burnings, all chantings and incantations, ungodly blessings, root works, crystals, hoodoo, tribal rituals, and sin. We send it all back, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You did not request that for our lives. You desire that we prosper and be in health even as our souls prosper. So, Father, we thank you for opening our eyes so that we can see your wondrous works among the children of men. And we give you praise, glory, and honor, Father. We worship you, and we thank you for your intervention in our lives. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, amen. Our featured psalm for this evening's worship service is Psalm 118. Psalm 118. And our verse for meditation comes from the same psalm, Psalm 118, verse 24. Our featured ebook is Curses to Blessings, Deliverance One Bible Study. Amen. And the link is in the chat room now. Now, our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. That's area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. When you press 1, I get an idea that you might really want to talk to us. If you don't press 1, I don't get that idea. Amen? And we want to remind you that we can only be reached on that number when we are live on the air. So, saints, tonight the Lord wants to talk to us about a special subject. And it's called Renewed Strength of Heart. Renewed Strength of Heart. In the book of Galatians, something just fell over. There, we got that. The Lord says to his people, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual or godly, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Well, let's think about that for a minute. Overtaken in a fault or trespass. Overtaken. What does that mean to you? To fall aside, or having behaved in such a fashion as to lose favor or grace. Then, by failing, such as that grace is removed. To fall aside when one should have stood upright. A fall from truth and uprightness, overtaken in a fault or a trespass. You know, most of us have lived long enough to have experienced this in our own lives. And so, when we come upon brethren that have fallen in battle, that have given up hope, that have thrown the towel in and given up on their faith, and gone back to living worldly, God has a message for us. What should we do? What should our response be? How should we react to the situation? Well, the scriptures instruct us clearly that when we happen upon such circumstances in the course of relationships, we should seek the Lord to restore the one who has fallen. We should seek the Lord to restore the one who has fallen. Now, unfortunately, I must say to you that throughout Christendom, in many cases, the fallen one is judged instead of being restored. There have been many examples of that throughout my lifetime and other people's lifetime. But God would prefer that the fallen one be restored to the body of Christ, if possible. That's God's preference. That's what God would like to see. He would not like to see other saints ignoring, falsely accusing, judging, and further harming the one that is fallen. No, that's not the will of the Lord. He desires that the one that he gave his life's blood for be restored to the body of Christ. And it seems that the Lord has to prepare people to do such things. The Lord has to work in our hearts and work in our lives so that when he desires to use us in such a way, that we will humble ourselves and allow him to do so. That's right. Many times you see we have an opinion about a person or a situation, and that opinion becomes a barrier and a wall and a form of preventing the will of God from coming to pass. You see, there are times God wants to use us and we're not willing to be used. Amen? And we think we have a very good reason for it, but Jesus disagrees. Amen? Yes, we are like that. We are very human, and we are tempted to do things that do not please the Lord. So you see, the scripture says that their fault, their trespass, their weakness has come upon them unexpectedly or suddenly, or at least it's that way in their mind. They didn't see it coming. Their fault, their weakness, their trespass finally caught up with them beyond their own presumption. You could have said to them, well, you know, if you keep doing that, you're putting yourself in danger of thus and such. Oh, no, not me. I know I know that's not going to bother me, and so on and so forth. But you see, as time goes on, we see that that didn't turn out to be the truth. You see, people are human. Everybody's human for the most part down here. There are a few that are not, but we don't have to talk about that right now. The fault conquered them. Their presumption conquered them and led them into destruction and ruin. It may have been that you perceived the approaching ruin and tried to warn them. Well, thank you on behalf of the kingdom of God. But as the proud and foolish often do, they threw off your barrage of warnings and rebukes. They didn't want to hear what you had to say. And they began to count you as an enemy because you told them the truth. It's dangerous. You see, if you forsake your own mercy, you end up in a mess. Well, now, they must endure the reapings of the sin that was sown. Yes, you did intercede for them, but they closed their ears to the wisdom that you had learned from the Word of God. They closed their ears deliberately. They resisted you. They told you they couldn't be holier than thou. They couldn't do this and they couldn't do that, and it's not for them. Why, they admired your stand in the Lord, but it just wasn't for them. And many such other things they said. Sometimes they turned around and tried to misquote a scripture to you to get you off their case. Well, saints, they're going to have to learn the hard way, it seems. In Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5, a wise man will hear. First of all, a wise man will hear and will increase learning. And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. A wise man will hear. They'll pay attention and listen to what's coming out of your mouth. And by listening, they'll increase in learning. A man of understanding wants wise counsel. Proverbs 14, verse 16. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 16. A wise man feareth and departeth from evil. A wise man has reverence for God and departs from evil. But the fool rageth and is confident. The fool's mouth is running, is full of conceit and hot air, and it's confident in its cockiness. That's right. It's confident in its cockiness. It's downright arrogant and haughty. You can't tell it anything. It's going to find out everything for itself. The Bible says the fool acts that way. So we shouldn't be so shocked when they display those characteristics, because that's how a fool acts. A fool always thinks they're right. No matter what you say, they are right. That's dangerous, you know. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 20. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 20. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish man despiseth his mother. A foolish person despises their mother. Now, if you were growing up and you were in that category, you despised your mom, you need to go have a long talk with Jesus Christ about why you were that way and where you got that notion from that it was okay to despise your mother. That's an interesting conversation to have with the Lord on this upcoming fast. Where you got that notion from to begin with. Amen? Where did you get that notion from to begin with? That it was acceptable to despise your parents. Mm-hmm. Well, fear not, saint. The consequences from sin, which is deeply rooted in rebellion, has brought many a soul to the foot of the cross of Calvary. Some of us were once a rebel like this. So the scripture tells us to use our words in an attempt to comfort and to stimulate hope in the one who has lost his way. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 25, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 25, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. They can't see that they're hurting themselves, even though you can. They cannot understand that they're destroying themselves. It didn't sink in. They heard those words come out of your mouth, but it's not sinking in yet. If God, perhaps, will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. You see, you can't come to God telling lies or blaming somebody else or pointing the finger at the devil. It's not going to work. When you come before the Lord, you have to accept full responsibility for what you've done. Yes, the devil prodded you, laid out the situation, so on and so forth. But you did it. You did it. And you have to accept responsibility for what you have done. You have to give an account before the Lord for the things done in your body. There's no getting out of that. Amen? So, saints, we must understand that shame, guilt, and condemnation may be standing against our efforts to display God's love to those persons or that one. Nonetheless, it is well worth the attempt. You know, they may be resistant. They don't want to hear it from you. They just don't want to talk about it because, you know, their pride feelings are sitting right there on their shoulders. They'd have to admit they were wrong to your face, and they're just not going to do it. Okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. All things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. And he didn't just reconcile us to himself by Jesus. No, there's more. Here's the more. And hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. He's using us and our lives and our testimony to help reconcile people to himself and Christ Jesus. We're the witnesses. We bear the testimony. We're the one. That's the way that works. So, we are called to first forgive, just as Jesus has forgiven us. That's correct. We are called, first of all, before we go diving off into this, to forgive. That's right. Moses learned about this. Remember when Moses went up for 40 days before the Lord to receive the Ten Commandments? And he came back down the mountain and he saw all of this debauchery and lewdness and perversion and sin and pagan practices. And to top it all off, they had a golden calf. Yes, he was upset. Yes, he should have been. Remember that? But in Exodus chapter 32, after the sinners of Israel had made a golden calf and worshiped it, we find in verse 30, and it came to pass on the morrow that Moses said unto the people, ye have sinned a great sin, and now I will go up unto the Lord. Peradventure I shall make an atonement for your sin. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, oh, this people have sinned a great sin and have made them gods of gold. Yet now, speaking to the Lord, if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book which thou hast written. And the Lord said unto Moses, whosoever hath sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. So you see, saints, Moses stood as a faithful intercessor. He pleaded with God on behalf of the sinful practices of the children of Israel. They did hard stuff, just terrible. You see, saints, we must forgive them as the Father, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us, or we will not have the heart of God to intercede for them. If we judge them in our hearts, we won't be able to go before the Lord on their behalf. So we have to truly forgive them from the bottom of our heart. Then we must approach our God on their behalf with prayers and intercession. That's right. God does not expect us to bury our heads in the sand, as if we do not realize the severity of the fall and the sins that were committed. We can't just pretend it didn't happen. That's not going to work. Jesus had to die for those sins. You can't just pretend they were never committed. No, we must approach our God with truth. That's how we must do it. Yes, even with the scriptures. Even with the scriptures. Psalm 119, verse 105. Psalm 119, verse 105 says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." The word of God will help us to come to the place where we understand how the Lord wants us to proceed in prayer. The Lord will take us, if we ask him, to the scriptures that he wants us to use to intercede for them. We must not assume that we automatically, as we've learned 10 scriptures, that we automatically know what to say. No. We have to humble ourselves and come before the Lord and ask for instruction on how he desires for us to proceed. And he will be gracious and respond to us. Amen? We must plead with our Lord to reach out to the offender in his mercy. Retrieve their soul from death. That's right. Saints, we are called to reassure those who have made horrible choices, mistakes, trespasses, sins, and even crime. You know, I'm thinking of a young lady that was a very nice person, However, she had the wrong boyfriend. He was in sin and he was committing crime. I don't believe he had ever been saved. He was a heathen. But you see, she knew better. But she went along with him anyway. And so he got into some serious trouble, and he ended up becoming incarcerated. However, she was incarcerated as well. Why? Because she was a partaker of his evil deed. Even though she knew better, she went right along with his wicked works. Why? Because money was involved. So she threw away years of her life. Even a relationship with her child. She threw all of that away, going after some money that was ill-gotten. You see, it's very, very dangerous to know to do better and not to do it, because it's sin to every person who does that, and it comes with sure consequences. It comes with sure consequences. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, beginning with verse 6, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, beginning with verse 6, sufficient to such a man is this punishment, which was inflicted of many, so that, contrariwise, ye ought rather to forgive him and comfort him, lest perhaps such a one should be swallowed up with overmuch sorrow. Wherefore, I beseech you that you would confirm your love toward him. You see, when the judgment finally came on the sin and the consequences were enacted, then there was sorrow over having done wrong. Many people experience that. Some don't. They have no conscience. Their conscience is seared. But others do. And it's those that are in sorrow because of their own wrongdoing, the Lord is calling us to work with. Amen? He's calling us to have mercy and compassion in our heart. Why? Well, God, for Christ's sake, forgave you. You see, it's not a wise thing to sit back and judge somebody. This is the way the world says it. You don't kick a dog when he's down. Well, some people think it's okay to do that, but Jesus doesn't. Amen? Jesus does not think that way. He thinks that we should have compassion the way he does, just like the father did on the prodigal son. The prodigal son was as wrong as he could be. He was wrong in every quarter. Nothing he did in that whole program was right, except when he came to himself and headed back home. In Lamentations chapter 3, Lamentations chapter 3, beginning with verse 31. Lamentations, it's right after Jeremiah and right before Ezekiel in the Old Testament. Lamentations. For in verse 31, for the Lord will not cast off forever, but though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercy. Yes, you may have had to separate from somebody for a while because they're on a path that does not lead to the throne of God. But there comes a time when they begin to realize they picked the wrong path. And the Lord is seeking to woo them back to the kingdom of God. He doesn't want them to be a soldier that was destroyed in battle. He wants them to receive first aid. Amen? And we are a part of that. We should encourage the broken one by being available to help as the Lord gives permission and wisdom. That's right. We should be available to help as the Lord gives permission and wisdom. You have to have both. In Job chapter 4, verse 4, Job chapter 4, verse 4, thy words have upholden him that was falling, and thou hast strengthened the feeble knees. You see, all Christians are not strong in all the same places. Everybody has their weaknesses and their proclivities to do certain things the wrong way. Amen? In other words, As you're driving down the road of life, everybody has a blind spot somewhere. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 18, the Bible tells us we are to comfort one another with words. We're to use our words to bring comfort to those who are brokenhearted over their sin and over their fall. You see, saints, the Lord is trying to reach this one, and some are best reached in adversity and serious trouble. There's some people he can't get through to till they're in a hot mess. They have to be almost pinned up against the wall where they can't move, they can't get out of it, they don't know which way to turn before they'll pay God any attention at all. There are people that are that way, unfortunately. Otherwise, they will not listen at all. They'll just keep bebopping through life doing what they've been doing. And you can stand there waving your arms going, danger, 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 and they'll keep right on going. Well, saints, when you get to this situation, I want to advise you, do not, I repeat, do not attempt to pray all of their troubles away. Do not, I repeat, do not attempt to pray all of their troubles away. Why? Because God wants to use these troubles for their benefit. God wants to use these troubles for their benefit. In Job chapter 5, beginning with verse 17. Job chapter 5, beginning with verse 17. Behold, happy is the man whom God correcteth. God's wanting to bring correction to the life. Therefore, despise not thou the chastening of the Almighty, for he maketh sore and bindeth up. He woundeth and his hands make whole. God will heal them when he finishes dealing with them. You know, I can remember when we were little that if chastisement and punishment was getting ready to be meted out and you got in the way, you may not have been the culprit, but you got in the way of the chastisement and the punishment being executed. The punishment and the chastisement didn't land on the one it was intended for. It landed on you. Why? Because you got in the way. You got in the way of what should have taken place. What should have taken place is the culprit got it, but no, you hopped in the way. So guess what? You got it. And I want to give you a word of warning. There's some of you that have the tendency to want to do that. You see that God is getting ready to seriously correct somebody. And the first thing you do is hit your face before the throne of God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Don't pray all of their problems away. Don't do that. God needs to get their hard-head attention. And he knows how best to do it. Let him be God. He is a God of, he is mercy. Let him deal with them. Let him. Let him deal with them, you see. This is why some people are hardened over the years. They've been doing what they've been doing, what they've been doing. And then crisis comes. And then here come the devout saints of God praying away every single problem so that the person never really gets the point. They never really learn the lesson. The true chastisement and punishment is averted. So what do? They go round the mountain over and over and over and over and over again, and all they become is hardened. They don't turn to repentance. Amen. It's the truth. Go around that same mountain over and over and over. And that's not what God wants. He wants them to come out of that. Amen. He wants them to come out of it. In Psalm 119, verse 67, Psalm 119, verse 67, before I was afflicted, I went astray. Before God allowed calamity, I went astray. But now have I kept thy word. It's so. Yes, it is so. Job chapter 42, verse 3. Job chapter 42, verse 3. Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore have I uttered that I understood not, things too wonderful for me, which I knew not. Verse 6. Wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. Lord, I thought I had this figured out. And I thought that when this happened, I'm supposed to jump in there and intercede and fast and pray till the person doesn't have that problem anymore. Well, not necessarily. Not necessarily. You see, saints, our prayers are to be led by the Holy Spirit, not by our emotions. Do you yet understand this? I pray so. We are called to intercede, not to interfere. There is a difference. Before you reach into your limited wallet to save them, do ask the Savior if this is what he desires for you to do. After all, he is the Lord of the harvest. Many of you fully realize that they refuse to learn to budget. That's right. And, of course, they're not going to come to church, become a Christian, and tithe. No, they're just not going to do that, you see. So if you just keep on doing what you've been doing, you will need to explain to the Lord how your throwing good money after bad is going to forever resolve the problem. But, Lord, they can't be there without lights on. They've got to have lights. You know, this and that and the other and this and that and the other. And the baby's got to have, and the baby's, let me explain something to you. God's been making people a long time. A long time. And there isn't a difficulty that any human's going to run into that God's not fully aware of and doesn't understand. In all of those circumstances that you read about in the Bible, people still had babies. They still did without necessities. No, your loved ones are not so good that they can't have some suffering in their lives. I think that's a lot that's wrong with a lot of people. They have the blessed, unfortunate situation of someone always being there to bail them out, and so they never really grow up and become responsible. But you see, God wants responsible people in the earth. Suffering is a part of life. And perhaps if you didn't jump in the middle of it, following your emotions, they might finally get the point that they ought to pay the light bill when it comes due. Amen. And, saints, I want to just encourage you here. Don't try to use the scriptures to tell Jesus that you are right when you are wrong. It won't work. You must understand that he is the Word of God. Amen? Yes, it's so. And in Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 14, Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 14, all thy lovers have forgotten thee. They seek thee not. For I have wounded thee with the wound of an enemy, meant of a cruel one, for the multitude of thine iniquity, because thy sins were what? Increased. You see, the chastisement of the Lord comes because we're doing, or somebody's doing, something wrong. That's the way it happens. Something's gone wrong. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 8, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 8, but they're Christians. Well, my dear, the Bible says, if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, all Christians are participants in chastisement from the Father, then you're bastards and not sons. So either you belong to God or you don't. And if you belong to him, you're going to partake of chastisement. That's the way it works. It comes with the program. Amen? Job chapter 34, verse 31. Job chapter 34, verse 31. Surely it is meet or fitting to be said unto God, I have borne chastisement. I will not offend anymore. I won't do it again. Instead, saints, we should encourage them with our testimonies of what Jesus has done for us. It's time to pull out your testimonies, the many of them that you have. Psalm 66, verse 16, come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. How are they going to find out how good God is if we're not telling them? Psalm 34, verse 2, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Well, are you boasting in the Lord? Are you? 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. But sanctify the Lord God in your heart, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Meekness and the reverence of God. That's right. That's what God's looking for. That's what he's wanting to do. Isaiah chapter 63, verse 7. Isaiah chapter 63, verse 7. I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies and according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. You've got plenty to talk about. You have plenty to discuss and expound on, to encourage, and to strengthen the hearts of those who have fallen. look at what the Lord has done for you. Look at what the Lord has done for you. Remember all of those scriptures that you've learned? Now is the time to use the wisdom that you have learned from the Word of God to help those in need. Psalm 145, beginning with verse 3. Psalm 145, beginning with verse 3. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Our generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty act. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty. You see, you can't do this with your mouth closed. And of thy wondrous work, and men shall speak of the might of thy terrible act, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power. Come on, saints. You got plenty to talk about. To make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall. You can tell them this. The Lord upholdeth all that fall and raises up all those that be bowed down. Eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. You can tell them that. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh or close unto all them that call upon him. To all that call upon him in truth, you can tell them this. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. You can tell them this. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord. And let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Well, saints, are you going to speak? The Lord is waiting. Are you going to speak? He's waiting. You see, saints, our testimony and the Word of God is our great source of encouragement. It's used to encourage ourselves. It's used to encourage others. Remember at Ziklag when David came in and the opposing warriors had come in and destroyed the city where they were staying and taken their children and their cattle and their wives, and the men were so upset. Big warring men broke down and cried, and they wanted to kill David. David encouraged himself in the Lord. That's what he did. So, saints, we can encourage others with what God has encouraged us with. It's not as though none of us have ever tasted sin, so we don't have any idea of what it's like to do something wrong. We do. But it's the compassion and love of the Lord with some humility and meekness that God is desiring in his people tonight. In Psalm 31, verse 24, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. All ye that hope in the Lord. God makes his promise to his people. We need our hearts to be strengthened. We've been through this battle and that battle and the other battle. And yes, we're moving forward, but we need a strengthening in our hearts. You can ask the Lord for that. You can ask the Lord for that. Because it says in Psalm 46, verse 1, that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. You can share that with them, saints. You can tell them that. Amen. If we ask the Father, he will give us the needed words at the right time to encourage the downtrodden and the difficult to reach as well. That's right. There are people that are just difficult to reach. Not that it's impossible, just difficult. In Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4, Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4, the Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. God will help you, because he's working with you, in you and through you, to reach that one that keeps falling by the wayside. Amen? God does this in his love. In Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. We need to encourage one another every day, saint. Every day we have to encourage one another to keep going in the things of God. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 24. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 24. Pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bone. Amen. Yes, it's good. Amen, amen. Sweet to the soul and health to the bone. They need to be restored so that they can be reconciled. That's what they need. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25. Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad. Saints, we are called to reach out in a spirit of meekness. We are attempting to bring the fallen one back to his place in Christ and in grace. Do not exalt yourself as being above the same fall. There are no perfect people on earth, and everyone has weakened places. This is a wonderful place to humble ourselves as our Heavenly Father is desiring. Meekness is given to be gentle, kind, somewhat indulgent, even-tempered, patient in suffering injuries without feeling a spirit of revenge. forbear. So those who are godly should gently and humbly help the fallen one back unto the right path. Keep in mind that the next time it may well be you. Share with the fallen one. He is burdened with sin. If you see yourself as too good to stoop to help, you have deceived yourself. Didn't Jesus come to rescue you? Well, he remains the Savior of the world. So, saints, that's what the Lord has to say to us tonight. That's what he wants to talk about. And as we're beginning to prepare ourselves to enter into this fast, we need to think about what he said to us tonight. We need to humble ourselves more. Yes, we've learned to do a little bit of spiritual warfare, but we need to humble ourselves more. The Lord wants to use us for greater things, and we need to position ourselves in the kingdom so that he can do that. Well, how is that? It's called humility and obedience. But I need to go find out what my gift is. It's called humility and obedience. But don't I need an impartation? It's called humility and obedience. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Bill, do we have any testimonies tonight?
Oh, yes, we do, Pastor. We have some awesome testimonies. You ready to hear these?
Yes, I am.
All righty then. Here we go. In case this praise today, you're not going to believe this, thanks, but we received the refund for the vacation rental that we were cheated out of in July. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Here it is, November, but she received her refund. Praise you, Lord. You don't forget us. You're always there, right for us. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Robert says, praise God. I received a lot of deliverance today during Pastor Sabrina's opening prayer. I just came dry fasted like I normally do, receiving a lot of deliverance when Pastor Sabrina called out the spirit of the prostitute. Well, I'm not a prostitute or if I ever been one, but I remember when I was younger and my aunt telling me that my grandma was a madam and the owner of a brothel. Thank you, Jesus, for continuing to cleanse me from my family bloodline and making me your bride. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. And saints, when we've called alcoholism out of saints before, and they said they never drank in their whole life, you could smell it fill up the room just coming out of them. It's stuff in your family lines. And the Lord, it takes him a while to cleanse you. And we just praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Praise you that you are cleansing your saints and you're changing us and you keep removing the junk out of us. Amori has a praise report. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for deliverance I received today from last night's sermon. Praise you, Lord Jesus. See, here's another saint receiving deliverance. And DBD has a praise report. To God be the glory. While I was reading the section on familiar spirits in Chapter 5 of Dr. Pat's e-book, Spirit Names Breaking Free, the Lord revealed to me a time when I consulted with a woman who had a familiar, this happened to me 20 years ago. She was a supervisor at the time and professed to be a Christian. Well, long story short, the Lord showed her that she had participated in that, and she had to repent of that, and she got a lot of deliverance out of it. And we just thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord Jesus, that you're taking all this stuff off of us. And everyone that has had someone prophesy to you at the churches, it's usually been a spirit of divination, and you need to repent of that too. And we just thank you, Lord. And Dina says she has a praise report. Thank you for DBD's testimony, because it gave me the extra push I needed to press in the battle and return all the witchcraft attacks. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And the Lord also had me listen to emergency house cleaning and abuse and mind control for deliverance and prayer. And just, I kept on fighting until the battle is won. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. The saints are growing. In case as praise for spiritual health and a new life. We've gotten rid of so much stuff over the past few years. My husband, I'm really grateful for my husband, who's never opposed giving up anything, or even my son. And praise you for that, Lord. We just praise you, Lord. And she also says, I waited as the Holy Spirit kept telling me to delay the purchase of our next homeschooling curriculum. When I finally got the go-ahead, he only okayed one-third of what we planned. Well, we began the new science books last week and the new math books. And today, and they are just fantastic. Everything about them seems to be perfect for us. We are delighted to learn from these books. That's such a blessing. I thank you and praise you, Jesus, for helping us. Praise you, Lord. And for him has a praise report. The results came out from our exam too, and it was favorable. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. And Sister Nicole has a praise report. Because of God, I'm able to walk 2 kilometers pain-free. Praise you, Lord. What a difference from barely being able to get out of bed and now able to walk 2 kilometers pain-free. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. In case this praise, while we were writing a prayer request for relief and understanding concerning an oppression that's been against me, Father God showed me it was a spiritual body of curses from a mom coming into me trying to steal my life and identity. And in Jesus Christ, Pastor said I'd be getting more deliverance. Praise Jesus. It is true. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for not leaving me to myself. Praise you, Lord. See, saints, sometimes you keep getting deliverance for weeks. It's just amazing how Jesus does it. He does it as we can keep the territory, and we praise you for that, Lord Jesus. And Dina has a praise report. Praise God, the Holy Spirit reminded me that a painting in my bedroom that I painted when I was a teen was named School of Fish. Sure enough, back was the title. Wow. I destroyed it, and I get much better sleep at night now. Praise you, Lord. And she's singing nothing but the blood of Jesus. Yes, saints, those blood songs are wonderful warfare songs. They're wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And Robert says, praise God, having me recast Dr. Pat's dreams. Spiritual Warfare series. I've been receiving a lot of deliverance, and last night I really felt the anointing. Praying with Dr. Pat and Dr. Sabrina, I felt the Holy Ghost fill me up. A bunch of people called in sharing how God's been teaching them self-defense in dreams and then doing it. I ended up going to sleep, and God gave me a dream, and he showed me praying, taking authority of curses and demons and sin that have been sending throughout the season and sending them back. I later had a dream, and it was some sort of Indian ritual. I got really vivid in the dream, and I was there in the dream, and I said, I take authority over Indian curses in Jesus' name. I felt whatever it was go back, and when I said the name of Jesus, I felt a strong, like a sonic boom. It literally woke me up out of my sleep in bed. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me your name to use as protection. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. What a difference. What a difference. The saints, they're growing. They're getting stronger, Lord. And Samir, she says, thank you, Lord Jesus. You are love, mercy, and grace, and care as you are healing Malcolm from sickness and disease. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all those iniquities and healeth all our diseases. Malcolm came home from the hospital after being in there 60 days. He walked into our house praising the Lord. God is truly a God of mercy and love. Thank you, Jesus, for your precious blood, for your resurrection, for your intercession. Praise the Lord. Malcolm's a pastor that we were praying for, saints, a couple months ago, and here's the praise report. We just praise you, Lord Jesus. We give you all the praise, all the glory. We praise you, Lord. And now back to you, Pastor Sabrina. What some wonderful praise reports.
Yes, those Amen. Are very wonderful praise reports. Right along with all the ones that we haven't heard because the saints haven't put them in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room yet, but they're going to, right? Yes, that's right. So, saints, you see, God is busy. Yes, he is. He's working in our lives. And if you think he's not doing anything in yours, rethink that. Rethink that because he is. Go to him and talk to him. Ask him. He'll help you. He'll help you understand on your level so it makes sense to you. That's right. It will make sense to you. That's what he does because he loves us so. That's right. And remember the other week I started talking and led us into some repentance over ignoring God. There are areas in each of our lives where he wants to work and do things and change things, and we're so busy focused on something else that we don't get what he's trying to say over in that other area. On this upcoming fast, this is a good time to bring that up to the Lord. Amen? It's a very good time. Very good time. Amen? It's a very good time. So I want to encourage you to get the most that you can get out of this fast. Well, what do you mean by that? Put yourself in it. Give yourself to it. Make yourself available to the Lord. Take some time during the day, even if you have to work, to sit quietly with him and let him speak to you. Amen? Sit quietly and let him speak to you. He is not going to yell it across the room. He wants to speak to your heart. He wants to comfort you. He wants to encourage your faith. Remember, I told you long time ago that when you first wake up in the morning, if you'll lay there quietly, you can hear him speaking to you. Well, he's waiting. He's waiting, saint. Amen. There's some of you that really need to recast this broadcast because the Lord's trying to get your attention. And you've been kind of preoccupied with some other things, but he's trying to get your attention. And you don't really realize it yet. So I would recast this if I were you and find out what he's wanting to say. Amen? Because, you know, it's important. Somebody's soul is on the line. It's important. Amen? It's important. So we're going to go to our guest call-in, and we're going to begin with area code 3072. Area code 3072. You're on the air live in Jesus' name. Hello. Area code 3072. You're on the air live in Jesus' name. I don't know what just happened, but let me try that one more time.
Hello.
Hello, there you
Hello?
Are. Yes.
Hi. I just need prayer. I'm just worn down. I'm just worn down with this warfare, and I just really just need prayer. I know what the Lord has showed me, and he's just he confirmed something again this morning, but we're at a very crucial place, and the enemy is really not. I mean, they're just very vicious and very vicious, very evil, very, you know, the gist. And I just need prayer because this is definitely, they are trying to kill, steal, and destroy. So.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Break it in Jesus' name. Deep breath and cough. Runga da brasha da didio sundi da brasha la di yaka. Yer di di rukita da brasha da didio nda da mala. Tula la di sundi da brasha da broka da didio. Break it in Jesus' name. Broka ha rigise busa da brusa. Ika da riaka da broha la di yaka kunda. Yanda da mano sa da brasha da didio sotu lo brasha da didio nda da. Rike sige da didio sotu lo brasha. Hacha. Hacha da oso a rikia sa. Breaking every band of wickedness in Jesus' name. Breaking every band of wickedness in Jesus' name. Removing the net. Throwing it back on the enemy. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, every attack is back in Jesus' name. Every attack goes back in Jesus' name. Every attack sent against our sister. Every attack sent against her family. Every attack must go back in the name of Jesus Christ. The all-consuming fire of God released in Jesus' name. Released into the enemy camp in the name of Jesus. We break that ruka, their collusion in the name of Jesus Christ. We break their collusions in the name of Jesus Christ. Their agreement. We destroy their sacrifices in the fire of God. Bands around the mind. Broken in Jesus' name. Bands around the mind. Broken in Jesus' name. Destroying webs in the name of Jesus. Destroying webs in the name of Jesus. Every attack must go back in Jesus' name. Rula la rioso rebeche da la brica de dia. Runda da braca de la brisha da la broca de dio son de la braca de dia. Yerra caharakisa da la braca de la banaca. Ah, quagmire, we bind you in Jesus' name and send you back. Oh, quagmire, we send you back. Oh, quagmire, we send you back in Jesus' name. Alabasta. Runda da every hindrance. Areleoso to robrike. Risa da la braca de la dia. Bog down, we bind in Jesus' name. Ruka da fenced in. Break it in Jesus' name. Baraka tarabresata. Rika da rabrosa la diosa da rabrika de diosa. Risa de diosa da rabrika de dianda rabraka ka. Shurugu da rabrosa la diosa da rabrika de dianda rabri. Sile de diosa da rabrika de dianda rabrika. Rica de la brosa, la de Dios, una mano cute de bichata. Ruca de la breja, la de Liana, Ricky Sibo Roja de Le, Ricky Chandel Brosa de Liga. Yumba Baba, who shut the bra. Boodle pins out and returned in Jesus' name. 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 Rapa Baba, shut the bra. Riketara brecha da broca de Dios under the break. Asta da rabiasa. All voodoo returned. All hoodoo returned. Arakata da brecha da bre. Kurishinda da baraka da ba. Black oil returned.
Dead things produced from under the deep returned in Jesus' name. Woo! Confusion, you are bound. Mind binding, you are bound. Come out in the name of Jesus. Every order, form, rank, and type of witchcraft is bound and returned in the name of Jesus Christ. All of it, come out. Every bit of it. All of it. All of it. All of it. All of it to go back. All of it to go back in the name of Jesus. All of it. Every attack to go back. Every attack. Every attack. Every attack must go back in the name of Jesus. Every attack. Attacks on her time. You're bound in Jesus' name. We take the ground back with the blood of Jesus Christ and his holy name. Out of the belly, out of the belly. Make yourself microscopic and come out. Out of the belly, come out. Come on out, come on out. All of it, all the water spirits, all the water spirits, all the water spirits. Fire of God, down in the belly, down in the belly. The fire of God, down in the belly, down in the belly. Fire of God, burning it out, 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 burning it out. Hey, shama mama, kurigisi, bebe, bebe, shi, runda da brasta la de Dios sotto la braccia di Dio andare a braccia. Sille la Dios sotto la braccia di Dio sonda la braccia tra braccia ta rugushe. Erre la de Dios sonda la braccia di Dio sonda. Thank you, Lord. Hishara de Dios sota. Now take a deep breath and let the fire of God, the Holy Spirit, come in and fill those empty places. Woo! And renew your strength in Jesus' name. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Washes white as snow. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus, it never loses power. Keep praising him with the blood song, sister. You'll overcome in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We release the blessings of the Lord to you. Favor, favor. Favor from his throne in the name of Jesus Christ. Favor,
amen.
Favor,
yes.
And favor from his throne in the name of Jesus Christ. The favor,
yes,
of the Lord
to come upon you
and to overtake you in Jesus' name.
I receive it in
thank
Jesus'
you, Lord.
Name. Amen. Thank
God
you,
bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. Area code 2097, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hello.
Amen. Area code 2097. Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, good. It's Sherry, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just wanted to, I didn't know if the Lord was dealing with me or not, or if it's just not being enough in the warfare. So I was going to try to see what was up there.
The Lord wants you to do more warfare than you've done recently. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank
you. You know how an animal burrows into a place?
Mm-hmm.
That's what
yep.
he's wanting. Amen.
Okay. Thank you. God bless
Praise
you.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen. Amen. Area code 4152, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
God bless you, Sister Sabrina, Dr. Sabrina. Yesterday I was sitting down, and I had a vision. I had dough in my hand, and I divided it into four parts. And I wanted to make some cookies. Then I just forgot about it. And that has been lingering with me, you know, that beautiful big piece of dough, how I divided it into four different parts. And then it's like it was all over with. And I would like to have prayer for the warfare that I'm in.
All right. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, breakthrough against the enemy. Go forward.
Jesus, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, my
he said,
God.
Press
Hallelujah.
Into
Hallelujah.
It.
Oh,
Go
Jesus.
Forward.
Yes, Lord.
Go
yes,
forward.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I see you going forward and then hesitating. And then going forward
Jesus.
And then hesitating.
Oh, my
he
God.
Says, just go forward.
Yes.
Just go forward.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
God bless you.
Yes, Lord. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes.
Thank you. Amen. Area code 8188. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Hi.
Yes.
I'm glad you took my call because I'm having a hard time with my phone here. Hold on. Okay. I think I'm okay. I'm calling for prayer because, you know, like with the whole story with my husband, you know, him being deported for, and then, you know, his home country and trying to get him here for since my kids a good I guess 12-13 years now, you know, and everything with the Lord, everything we try to do everything, and it's just always one thing after another. And then, you know, recently, like actually yesterday, my daughter was saying, you know, Mom, I think you should just get over him, you know, he didn't, you know, and I think you should just move on. And like, we don't want, like, my daughters don't want him. And, you know, but I have always loved him. I, you know, I spent 10 years or more, 12 years, like, crying every day over him. And you guys, you and Pastor and Pat, the two of you have helped me so much in that, you know, to emotionally where I no longer was crying every day, but I was starting to think about him again and crying and praying to God to figure it out or fix it. And then, so my daughter said that yesterday, and then today I, you know, I got in queue to call about it to say, Lord, I need, you know, I need guidance, direction, peace, something. I just don't know which way to go.
Okay.
And then
Hold on. You asked for guidance. He just gave it to you. He opened the mouth of your child and got right to the point.
Not even that. It gets weirder. While I was in queue waiting for you, my husband sent me a message asking me for a divorce after all these
years. Hello?
But he wants me
to
do
the
divorce.
Have you heard yet? Can you hear it yet?
I do, but it's like okay for me to go get a divorce. I mean, I know he's been with another person.
Let me explain this to you in English. Let me give this to you in English. Before you ever contacted us, your relationship was dead. God's been waiting for you to come to the place where you will let go of something that was awful for you. And you keep wanting to hold on to it. You want to stir it up and turn it around and do this. And can't God say, listen, when it's over, it's over. It's been over for a very long time. But you need to be willing to accept that and walk in truth.
Yeah.
It may not be the answer you want, but it's surely the answer that you need.
Can you ask God to help me with, like, what steps? Like, do I go to get the divorce? He's in a third world country. I don't even think he can do it. And I guess I needed it to come from him. I guess I kept holding out hope. But now that it's coming from him, it's kind of like the jolt maybe I needed to say, yeah, you know, this is it. And then I need God to repair my broken heart. Because it's been broken for so long in that area. It really has.
Okay. Number one, you need to loose yourself from that whole situation with him.
Yeah.
You do.
Are you
thinking
of a divorce?
You need to come to some realizations and some understandings about how that's horrible for you. I think you already know them. But
my daughter said.
You want God to come take a horrible thing and make it perfect. Well, that's not the way it's going to go. This is the way it's going. It was horrible for you. It destroyed your life.
It did.
I mean, if you took some poison, why would you want to take it back again? It almost killed you.
I guess because the good was so good, you know. And I kept holding out that God would heal the bad and restore, you know, the good because the good was so good. And then I always felt guilty for leaving.
Well, maybe you ought to reevaluate the good in light of the scriptures.
Okay.
The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it.
No, there was sorrow with it.
Okay, are you getting the point now?
I am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I need the
part of the reason that you're having a hard time is because you refuse to come to grips with the truth about the matter according to the scripture.
That's true. And I'm going to say maybe religious confusion. And to be honest, it's like religious teachings, you know, that through the years from churches and guilt, you know, and all this stuff. I think it's a big mix of all of it.
Okay, well, this is what you do. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
You need to repeat after me. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
The Lord Jesus
Heavenly
Christ
Father.
Died for me.
Lord Jesus Christ died for me.
He is the Lord of my life.
He is the Lord of my life.
I repent.
I repent.
Of all misunderstandings.
Of all misunderstandings.
All twisted teachings.
All twisted teachings.
That have perverted my thinking in this area.
That have perverted my thinking in this area.
I loose myself from them.
I loose myself from them.
And I forgive those persons that uttered them.
And I forgive those persons that uttered them.
I ask you, Father.
I ask you, Father.
To speak to me through your scriptures.
To speak to me through your scriptures.
And heal me.
And heal me.
From unrealistic expectations.
From unrealistic expectations.
Because you have a plan for my life.
Because you have a plan for my life.
To give me a good end.
To give me a good end.
Amen.
To restore, I want to ask him to restore the canker worm. He ate so many years of my life pining for this.
He will. He will. But now don't you go around handing the canker worm any more of the years of your life.
Good point.
Don't you give away any more years of your life. Son, do not let someone ruin your life. It's your life. God gave it to you. It's not theirs to ruin.
I need more deliverance with that one. Yes. The water spirits have gotten so much of a hold over me. And I just want to release all of it. Like, I want to release him. I want to release the water, the weight, everything that accumulated from these past 12 years.
Well, dear, you got into it over time. You got into it over time, and you'll come out of it gradually. As we keep telling you, it comes off in layers. It comes off in layers. You have to continue binding the water spirit. You have to do that.
Yeah, I
you
try
have
to remember
to
every single day.
No, you make a list. You get a legal pad, you make a list. You put the list up somewhere in the house. You can see it on the refrigerator, in the bathroom, wherever it is you go. And wherever you go from room to room, you see the list and you do what you ought to do. No, you don't have to hold it all in your head. You can write it down.
Right.
Amen.
I also want to give it. I want to give a praise report though, because last week when you prayed for me, you know, I was feeling anxiety over my daughter with the vaccine stuff, and I have so much freedom since we prayed last week. God has really given me freedom for that, but now I need freedom for this. This is, I think, a big element of my life that's been taking over my life and so much for so long, and I'm willing to let it go. I just need help with it. It's like I feel like it's a burden that's too heavy for me. I need prayer or something to help.
All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, our sister is casting her care upon you. We break the power of the fear of divorce in Jesus' name. We break the guilt, the shame, and the condemnation. We bind you in Jesus' name. Cough them out. Cough them out right now. Come out of her in the name of Jesus.
all those chains on her heart. We thank you, Lord, for your grace destroying every chain in Jesus' name. All those emotions that have been twisted the wrong way, we ask you, Father. Yeah, deep breath and cough. Deep breath and come. Wounded emotions, you're bound in the name of Jesus. Come up and out. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, we bind the deception of unrealistic expectations in Jesus' name. Come up and out of her. Every delusion, every deception, come up and out in the name of Jesus. All those lies, misplaced hope, come up and out in the name of Jesus. Come on out. All of it, come on out of her in the name of Jesus. I'm picking up somewhere along the line that you're concerned about what people think. Is that right?
Part of it. And I think a fear of the future, like feeling like I'll always be alone.
What do you mean alone? What do you mean alone? How is it you're alone with God living in you?
Marital-wise, like, in that way, like, in the loss of a dream,
Okay, so now let's listen to this. Let's think about what we're saying now. You had a situation that was bad for you, very bad. Then God has allowed separation for many years. So you've learned how to continue on without somebody there. Now you're afraid of going on without somebody there, even though you've already gotten over most of that hurdle. Is that correct?
Yeah, I guess I kept thinking that God was going to fix it and then it will be fine. Fears or whatever, thoughts.
And you need to bind.
I guess I was hoping it would end well.
In Jesus' name. And you need to bind every single one of them in Jesus' name. And you need to bind every single one of them in Jesus' name. Some of them were just programming. What do I mean by that? It was the way you were raised and your culture spoke to you. It was programming.
Yeah, I could see that.
And as many other people have discovered, programming and real life don't go together.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, thank God I got my two girls from it.
All right. Now, why don't you lean on the Lord more than you lean on your daughters?
Oh, I do. No, I'm just saying I'm grateful that no matter, even if it's over, I'm grateful that God gave me, if he's gone, that God gave me the beautiful gift of my daughters. I don't lean on them. I lean on the Lord, but I'm grateful that he gave me them, because I was told I was barren from the time I was 18 years old. I was told I would never have kids, and I said I don't believe that, because God decides and God gave me two, So I'm grateful for my miracle children, and but I guess, I just have to wrap it around. I'm thankful that you took my call. I really needed it because it hit me hard. Just while I was on the phone waiting to pray, which is weird. The timing was so weird.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would suggest that you begin to praise the Lord and thank him for how he's working it out.
Okay, yeah. because for all these years you've been like, oh, it's, we're going to get, you know what I mean? Like you, I'm not saying meeting me on, but always wanted to be restored. And for him to ask me out of a divorce out of the blue while I'm waiting to ask you what I should do, it's just, yeah, that has to be God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And a day after my daughter said that, yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Now you know. Okay. Now move on with the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
He'll show you what to
I
do.
I love you. Thank you. Okay.
He'll give you the courage. He'll give you the strength.
Okay.
Ask him for it. He'll give it to you. He'll give you new hope. This isn't the end of the world. This is a pivot in the right direction.
Okay. All right. I believe it.
Amen. This is a pivot in the right direction. Amen.
Amen.
Be blessed.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Be strong.
I love you.
Be courageous. Thanks. And know that you're loved, okay?
Yep, I love you too.
God bless you.
Bye. God bless you. Bye.
Amen. She's going to make it, saints. Let's keep lifting her up in prayer. She's going to make it. It's tough at the beginning, but God brings us through our tough places. Why? Because he loves us. That's why. Because he loves us. Amen. He loves us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Area code 706, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hi, Pastor Sabrina. How are you doing? It's Marcelina.
Oh, how are you?
Can you hear me? I'm doing
yes,
good. Thank
ma'am.
You. I'm calling in prayer for, I would like the Lord to help me to recall my dreams, because there were times I could remember my dreams verbatimly. And to restore the spirit of discernment, and as well as praying for my mom and my sisters, because I've been dreaming about them a lot lately, and I'm thinking witchcraft is involved in those dreams.
Uh-huh.
And,
okay, go ahead.
And to pray that my legal situation move forward without any difficulties.
Tenderance.
Okay.
Tenderance. There we go. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for uncovering the roots of the witchcraft.
Yes.
We find it in the name of Jesus Christ, and we return it from whence it came, according to the covenant of Jesus' name. Every attack must go back. Every attack must go back. We cover them, the mom and the sister and our sister, with the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, the Bible says that your word moves swiftly. We ask you to undertake this legal situation with that swiftness. In Jesus' name. Thank you. We give you praise. Removing every hindrance. Removing every hindrance in Jesus' name. Clear path. Father, go before her and clear the path. Hey, hallelujah. Decisive step. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord,
made away. Yes, ma'am. And also, praise the Lord. I'm excited. I really am. I'm excited about the fast, too, because I always enjoy fasting when it comes corporately. So And I'm excited about that. But also, my home-based business that I'm trying to move forward in, it's just like a hindrance is there as well. So
it sure is. It's right
yes,
there
ma'am.
Under your nose. It's right there under your nose.
Okay. So that is the hindrance.
Hello?
Okay.
It's
so once
right
he get out of the way, I will be fine after he moves out of the way, right?
Uh-huh. And you help that along now. You know how when you're trying to get it out the house, you get a good broom. They say a new broom sweeps clean. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Yes.
Sweep it right on out.
Okay. All right.
Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God bless.
God bless
amen,
you as well.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Marshall, are you there? Brother Marshall, are you there? I'm looking for you.
You're calling me on this one?
I don't know. I just...
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. So
I can hear you.
Good.
Hold
on. I just wanted to know. I called on the cell phone before I called in the landline. I don't blame you. Hang on just a second. Let me switch the headset.
Oh, okay.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for all your provisions. You provide all of our needs. Praise you, Lord. Thank 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 you, Lord. Praise your Lord. I thank you, Lord, for your mercy. I thank you for your mercy. I thank your mercies on you every day. Wow. Wow. Father, we come boldly and joyfully before your throne of grace because of the blood of the covenant with our big brother Jesus. He said, put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. So, Father, we come before you because we don't know how to do this, but our eyes are on you, Lord Jesus, and you're the one who's interceding for us. You ever live to make intercession for us. We thank you for that blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. When kind of us have different saints going down through hundreds of years, Father God, they all keep turning to your word. And they found out that's where the comfort is. That's where the power is. Thank you for the sword of the Spirit. Thank you for the word of God. Make all of our prayers effectual and fervent by the power of your Spirit. Thank you for not leaving us as orphans, Father. Thank you for the spirit of adoption, Father. And help us all to know how you want us to pray without wavering in Jesus' name. We thank you for Ephesians 6:18. Thank you for the saints praying in the Spirit as you lead them, Lord, and lead me and lead each of us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for mercy, Lord. Father, we pray concerning all these different situations, Father God, and all the various situations. We thank you, Father, you've not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. You've been providing all of our needs according to your riches and glory. Since each of us were born, my mom had a challenging time getting me out, Father God, but here I am, and you delivered me from that situation, and you delivered me from many different things. I've fallen in the water, whatever, many, many times, Father God, kind of like Moses was drawn out of the water. I'm not Moses, but I'm just another hunk of dust, Father God, but you drew me out of the waters. Father, we know those marine spirits have been trying to get me for a long time, but you keep delivering me, and I thank you, Lord, you keep delivering each one of us because you're no respecter of persons. We thank you for delivering each one of us from the nasty, nasty spirits, Father God, because you love the human beings. That's why you made us to have this amazing, because we have this power in earthen vessels that they actually said the power may be of God and not of us. We thank you for the privilege of drinking into one spirit with you, Lord. We thank you for washing us in the water of the word. But you, Jesus, changed the waters to purification, the wine of the winning feast. Even as I think it was DVD, was reminding us of your word, Father God, in the prayer room just now, Father God, in Jesus' name. Because you said, for whatsoever is born of God, overcome with the world. And this is the victory that overcome with the world, our faith. In 1 John 5:4, who is he that overcome with the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God, this is he that came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it's the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. Thank you, Father, for sending the Holy Ghost, even as we fellowship with our King, with the Lord Jesus, even as we're going to be doing that during the upcoming fast, Father God, as we continue to continually drink into one spirit with you, Lord. I don't think I fully understand it, Lord. I know I don't. But, Lord, I thank you that you love us anyway, and you're using us. So, Father, we pray for these different situations, Father. Help us to pray the way you want. And you said, if two of you on earth agree, just anything less, it shall be done, my Father, which is in heaven. He said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. And in your name, written in the blood of Jesus on our lips and on our hearts, and out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Help us to speak what you want under the unction of your spirit, only what you want in Jesus' name. Concerning AT&T, Father God, they're trying to push this critical race theory on their employees, Father God. They got a lot of employees. And the sources allegedly told Rufo that the white employees are expected to confess their complicity in, quote, white privilege and, quote, systemic racism, or they will be penalized in their performance reviews. Father, we ask you, Father God, to strengthen all of us, including the employees at AT&T, to not yield to this mind control. And there's a lot of mind control going on, even as the talks about another situation, Father God. Oh, that's what the battle is. But we know, Lord, that the battle isn't just in the heavens. You said that there is a battle going on in the heavens. It seems to have landed on earth, too, because Satan was kicked out of earth with all his fallen angels. And, the Lord, but you didn't leave us as you didn't leave us defenseless. We thank you for your glory for defense. We thank you for the glory of children of their fathers. We thank you for keeping us by the power of your name. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We ask you to send the Holy Ghost to teach the employees at AT&T and all these others that are being forced to do things against their common sense, against their logic and will. Well, I never had slaves. In fact, when my dad thought that maybe it wasn't right for this black girl to be friends with my little white daughter, that something was wrong with my dad. Yeah, there was. He had a little spirit in him, but not everybody has that spirit, Father God. My daughter didn't have that spirit. She thought she's just her friend, and she is just her friend because you only look at the heart, Father God, and you don't care whether these people have slanted eyes or round eyes or whatever, Father. You love everybody, red and yellow, black and white. They're all precious in your sight. Because what you look, you made of all men one blood. We're all people made in one blood. We're made in your image, the image of God. And he that sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God made he man. What's the image of God? I think it's blood. That's what it says in Genesis, wherever that is, 9:6. I think that's right. Thank you, Holy Ghost. It's all about the blood. We plead that blood over all those employees at AT&T. Give them your wisdom, Father God. Translate them from that ungodly fear and the, well, I have to get a good review, or how am I going to get a pay raise? What's more important? Liars don't go to heaven. You don't have to say you're a thief if you're not a thief. You don't have to say you hate somebody if you actually love them. So, Father God, help people to have the gumption to just stand up for what's right and to do what you want. And we thank you for raising up many at this time, Father God. Many, many, many people are being awakened, Father God, in the political realm and in the realm against this nonsense, Father God, of the mind control, which a lot of it is initiated by all this AI nonsense and all this stuff from China and all the rest of it. Father, we ask you to deliver all this, not just AT&T, in Jesus' name. And apparently Joe Biden has released, or at least his supposed administration, whoever people his handlers are. Lord, if you can save Joe's soul, save his soul, Father. We pray for all those in authority, even those that are associated with him, Father God. His wife, Lord, she knows what his situation is. She knows he's not quite there, Lord. Oh, Lord, it's so obvious. So, Father, we ask you to save those that can be saved. We pray for those who despitefully use us, but we ask you especially to deliver all those that are being tried to be manipulated and controlled by all this nonsense about the so-called Occupational Safety and Health Administration requiring people to get the jab, Father God, in Jesus' name. Father God, you know very, very well that it's not a law. It was never passed by Congress. They did try to sneak it into that bill has nothing to do with, hardly anything to do with infrastructure, Father God. There's just a lot of, not just pork, but a lot of things. They figure the dollar's about to collapse, so they just want to get there are lots of millions of dollars. They kick back from other countries and all this nonsense, Father God. They tried to squeeze it in there, but it's still not a law. It never passed. Father God, it's just a mandate. Like what? Like a dictator? Like Mussolini? Biden, say the quiet part out loud. At least we want to make the trains run on time. Isn't that what that person said, Mussolini said in Italy when they were having fascism, very blatant fascism where the companies are working together with the government to try to control the people against the people's own will? Father, we ask you to deliver us from this spirit of fascism. You said if two of you on earth would be such anything you ask, it shall be done of my Father which is in heaven. You said, call upon the name of the Lord and you'll be delivered in Joel 2:32. Call upon me and you'll be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Because of the blood of the covenant, we ask you to save us and deliver us all. And good riddance to every ungodly spirit of fear. All bound and gagged in Jesus' name. Satan, you're bound. All your underlings, you're bound. Every spirit seeking to kill, steal, and destroy, trying to overturn the United States of America, the Republic of the United States of America, are overturned. Every ungodly spirit, not just the United States, but every nation where people love liberty, every spirit of ungodly control is bound in Jesus' name. Every spirit of stealing, killing, and destroying is bound in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant. Every spirit behind Baphomet and Freemasonry globally is bound from our position, seen in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, according to Proverbs 18:10. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. And they that do know thy name will put their trust in thee, for not forsaking them that seek thee, according to Psalm 9, verse 10. Thank you for teaching your children what your name is written in blood. I am that I am. Jesus said before Abraham was, I am. Long after Joe Biden is gone, long after Hillary is gone, long after they're all gone, Soros and all these gone to wherever they're going to go. Maybe they'll get to repent. I don't know. But maybe they'll go to that lake of fire where Satan, who they've been worshiping, at least some of them have been, I'm not going to accuse anyone, but where Satan is going, because we know it's written in Revelation chapter 20, somewhere around verse 10, that's where he's going to be tortured forever and ever and ever. And no human being has to go there unless they were willing to just get some, what will then give in exchange for soul? Satan, you're bound, and all your underlings are perpetually bound in Jesus' name from our position, seated in heavenly places, in Christ Jesus, even according to Ephesians 2:6, in Jesus' name. We command there be no further flow of power communication from the demons of the second heavens, the first heavens, the bush, the deep, to all the demons trying to manifest this nonsense of ungodly control and fascism. We bind all the spirits behind fascism and every ungodly spirit of ungodly control in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And they that do know their God shall be strong and do whatever Jesus wants us to do because we belong to him. Because guess what? He purchased us with his own blood. We don't belong to ourselves. We don't belong to the devil. We belong to the King of kings and Lord of lords, who has all power in heaven and earth, as it is written in Matthew 28:18, as it is written in Revelation 17:14. And they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. We thank you that you did not come to call the righteous, Lord, but you called sinners to repentance. We have repented, and that's under the blood, all under the blood. Satan, you're bound. Every one of your underlings are perpetually, continually bound in Jesus' name. Every ungodly spirit is bound in Jesus' name by the power of the Holy Spirit. Go to the book of the get the hand standing for foul spirit. Every one of your underlings are bound. Every spirit of Zeus, every ungodly spirit is bound. Every spirit trying to turn brother against brother, sister against sister. Every ungodly spirit is bound in Jesus' name by the power of the Holy Spirit because of the blood of the covenant. Including all spirits of ungodly fear, all spirits of pride, every spirit of covetousness, every ungodly spirit is bound, and all the spirits jerking those around in the U.S. Congress are bound in Jesus' name. Every spirit of fear of being blackmailed are bound in Jesus' name because of the blood of covenant. All those ungodly spirits causing people to do things they know they shouldn't be doing. All those congressmen that were taking ivermectin, but telling everybody else to go get the job. All those people at the all these different agencies in these different places, like Pfizer, they don't have to get the job. Nobody that works there has to get the job. They just want everybody else to get it, even the children. Every one of these demonic spirits are continually bound in Jesus' name because of the blood of covenant by the power of the Holy Spirit, and we're all in agreement in Jesus' name. Because where two of you on earth agree to anything else, it shall be done to my Father which is in heaven. We thank you, Father, for doing so, because Jesus said, cut about that about you. And that day you'll ask me nothing. The day we see Jesus when you're going back to be with the Father, and your eyes are red with wine. And that day you'll ask me nothing. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Ask, and you shall receive that your joy may be full. Think of the arm's not too short to save. That's the same arm that delivered the Israelites right out of Egypt. And we think we keep that blood on the lintel and post of our doors and every access to each one of us, every one of our computers, telephones, every access to each one of us electrically and every other way and over every one of our vehicles, every ungodly spirit, all sorts of action, all sorts of retaliation continually down, and every witchcraft curse against any one of us and every one of us, not just against Sabrina Sessions, Bill Pringle, every one of the saints, every single one of the saints, all those associated with Miracle Net Church and all of our family members, and all those coming into the body of Christ, including all the children who return to lead, assemble on the heads of the spirits of sin, do those spirits they intend to do us in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant. And I continue to speak blindness to the enemy, muteness to the enemy, and they may only hear what Jesus Christ of Nazareth wants them to hear in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant, because he's the Lord of lords and King of kings, and we belong to him. And it is written, it is joined heirs with Christ according to Romans 8:15-17, and Job 22:28, thou shalt decree a thing that shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. And Jesus said, the things I have done, you are doing greater things than these. And John 14:12, thank you, Holy Ghost. And Father, we ask you to be helping your children to know what to do concerning the plans of the New World Order agenda to steal, kill, and destroy. Help us to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves, not to be controlled by fear. If you want people to have like they did in World War I, World War II, what they call patriot gardens, if you want us to have our own little gardens and grow our own fruits or veggies or whatever, show us what to do. Help us to be wise as serpents, harmless as doves. And Father God, we thank you that you provide all of our needs. Some people have animals, maybe a chicken or two, if you're in an area where you're allowed to do that. Hey, don't throw away the chicken poop. Now you can use that for fertilizer. Father, we ask you to help us, Lord, to have what we need, to grow what we need, and that provide all that. And we thank you for those that live near wonderful farmers, Father God, like some of the people in the Amish farmers, Father God, who never really got COVID. What a funny thing about that, because they don't watch TV. They're not controlled by the mind control. My goodness, isn't that nice? It was all just bioweapon and mind control nonsense. Father, we thank you, Father God, for providing natural things for your children and supernatural provisions, Father God. We ask for your divine help, Father God, for all those in need. You'll provide the fertilizer, and you'll move on those in China to release what they have available to provide for the West, Father God. See, it isn't just this nation. It's all over the place, Father God, that they'll be able to provide the phosphate to Western nations, Father God, including Europe, wherever else they need it, Father, in Jesus' name, because the heavens do rule. You rule in the kingdom of man. We ask that you rule, Father, and provide everything that's needed, including the energy to transport the things that are needed and to provide whatever is needed, Father God, for the Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. We thank you, Lord. If you provided Jesus, and you did, Father, and you even set him forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, like it says in Romans 3:25. You set him on that tree, as it were, and you put him on that candlestick so we can see the light. The people that walked in darkness are seeing a great light. Give people eyes to see, ears to hear, new and understanding hearts. Wake up the sleeping giant. Wake up the sleeping giant, Father God. Globally, we thank you for many people waking up to the nonsense of this new world agenda, Father God. Many people standing up and resisting. Thank you, but you said submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. But it starts with submitting first to God. We've got to do what you want first, Lord, and then we get to resist the devil. Yes, we have to walk in love, have to walk in the Spirit, have to walk in peace. And we thank you, Lord, you give us the gift of righteousness in Romans 5:17. It says, and the work of righteousness in Isaiah 32:17, I think it is, and the work of righteousness shall be peace. And the effect of righteousness shall be quietness and assurance forever. And it says, and nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation, that of God. So we're not worried, because Jesus is with us, because he cannot lie. He says, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Like the very last verse of the Gospel of Matthew, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Matthew 28:20. And since Jesus is with us, and his name is Emmanuel, God with us, and together with God nothing shall be impossible, we know you'll provide. So thank you for providing. And we cancel all the word curses about the massive crop failures and all the word curses associated with all these things, and also the lying spirits, Father God, associated with the new drugs that Pfizer and others are trying to put out. Say, oh, this is a wonderful fix. It doesn't have all the nasty side effects that our jab did. Oh, they won't tell people about that, even though it was listed before they ever sent it forth. They even said what it was going to do before. Oh, my goodness. could that be pre-planned harm, maybe even premeditated murder? Lord, bring them to justice. We ask for your divine intervention, Father God, in all these situations, all these people that are trying to control these things, those that are putting in the mandates, Father God, and these things that are trying to control things that are against your will for your children. And we ask for your divine help and intervention, and we thank you, Lord. Your arm is not too short to save. And it is written, Father God, in this prayer request, there was a bid by the tech giant's parent company, Alphabet, for a lucrative Pentagon cloud computing contract. Google's employees have hit back. 3 years on from a workers' protest that led to a prior defense deal being scuttled. Alphabet has been, quote, aggressively pursuing the Defense Department's joint warfare and cloud capability contract, the New York Times reported earlier this week, if you can believe that. Who knows what they say, if any of that's true, noting that the organization viewed it as a priority. The initiative, a successor to the Pentagon's failed war cloud project, apparently aims to use, quote, artificial intelligence to gain an advantage on the battlefield. They've been using a lot of artificial warfare and all kinds of things, including social media. Isn't that interesting? In a tweet in response to the report, the Alphabet Workers Union expressed frustration that Google, a lot of people are frustrated, isn't that funny, that Google was thinking about its bottom line, surprise, surprise, and promised that its workers would fight this and win again. The employees union reported has around 800 members. It's no surprise that Google has continued seeking lucrative contracts with the Defense Department. They spent years firing organizations and limiting transparency because the bottom line is all that matters to those demons and those people in the highest positions. Lord, we ask for your divine help and intervention, Father God, for all those in the highest levels, Father God, at Google, Father God, and all the other corporations that are in cahoots with this fascism, Father God, in Jesus' name. Well, it looks like fascism. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's just Nazis. So I don't know. Father God, we ask for your divine help and intervention, Father God, and you deliver the employees at Alphabet, deliver the employees at Google, deliver the employees at AT&T, deliver all your children, all those that will be your children, and all those, Father God, that are waking up. And we thank you for waking many, many up, Father God. We thank you for this nation, the United States, and all the nations, and all the people you created for your glory, Father God. We're not here for ourselves. We're created by you, for you, and for your purposes, and for your glory. And we pray that all of us will bring you glory. And that, Father God, that you raise up multitudes all over the world, including the United States, that will stand up for the truth. Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And Satan is the father of lies. Every one of these spirits of greed and corruption abound. Every one of these spirits and all those in leadership and all these different corporations that are only looking for money, including the pharmaceutical companies that don't seem to care about human beings. We bind up every spirit of hard-heartedness and greed and corruption in those in politics and corporations and every other area that are only looking for their own wallet. And only even those doctors that are not willing to stand up for the truth, Father God, and say, hey, we think of the ones that did stand up for the truth. But all those that said, I've spent 16 years going through all this education. I have a huge debt. I've got a family. I've got a mortgage to pay. How am I going to do this? I know this is the wrong treatment. Father God, we ask you to send the Holy Ghost to bring conviction, Father God. That's what you said that he would do in John 16:8, to bring conviction to all those at Google in leadership and all those in Google at the different areas, Father God, in different corporations and the different nations, Father God. Yes, not just the United States, not just in France, not just in China, every single nation, Father God, in Jesus' name, including those in the Vatican, Father God, in Jesus' name. We ask you to send the Holy Ghost to bring conviction. We thank you for those that have been willing to stand up and to speak the truth. We ask that many will have ears to hear, Father God. Take heed what you hear, you say in Mark chapter 4. We all need to take heed to what we hear. And all of us connected related to us that don't seem to be able to hear, Father God, we ask you to give them ears to hear, eyes to see, and new and understanding hearts, even those in corporations, Father God, in middle management maybe, that they'll be able to stand up. We thank you for the whistleblowers, the real whistleblowers that come forth. We thank you for Project Veritas and those that have been exposing what's going on, Father God. Help them to have the right appointments to expose what's going on in Google and other places. Bring it all out into the light, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for doing so. We give you praise and honor and glory. Because you know what's going on in the dark. You know what's going on in secret.
You said in Daniel chapter 2, verse 47, the king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth it is that your God, Daniel's God, the real God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that is, who sent his son, the word of God, has always been from eternity past, that your God is the God of gods and the Lord of kings and the revealer of secrets, since I could reveal this secret. Heavenly Father, if you can give Daniel and his buddies, because they prayed together in agreement, according just like Matthew 18, 19, that scripture hadn't been written yet, but they were in agreement, and you gave Daniel a dream and a vision, Father God. Let's give the people dreams and visions and revelations of what you need them to know, Father God. And even just open the truth, Father God. Make it abundantly clear to all those that need to know, Father God, in Jesus' name, what's really, really, really going on. And give the family members of those that have been bewitched, perhaps, Father God, by the spirit of kind of trying to save their own lives. What will a man give in exchange for a soul? Deliver them from the spirit of idolatry, worship of kind of this new cult, of this new pharmaceutical cult, worshiping man-made things instead of the Creator, is not a way to heaven. It says idolatry will keep us out of heaven. You warned us about that, Father God, in Revelation, where is that, 21:8, I guess I need to read that, Father God. I don't have that in the memory bank. I know where it is. The Holy Spirit reminded me. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you for being with us always. But it says in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful, we have to get rid of that. No more fear. And the unbelieving, we got to believe in the blood of the covenant, the belief in the Lamb of God. He really loves us so amazingly. That's why he hung on the tree for us. But the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, the whoremongers, the sorcerers, the idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. There's a lot of politicians that are in grave danger there. Some of the medical professions, a lot of people in the pharmaceutical industry in grave danger, Father God. So we ask you to bring things to light and help them to wake up before they leave their earthly bodies. You said in Luke 12:2, for there's nothing covered, Jesus says, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Yes, a lot of people thought, oh, isn't Hillary such a nice lady? She wants to do what's right for the downtrodden. And that's why she wanted to raise money for the people in Haiti after the first earthquake, when there had been others before, the one years ago. And I'm like, what happened to all that money? Where did it go? It was sent to Hillary and Bill, but did it ever get to the people in Haiti? Did they go to the Democratic Convention and say, hey, where's the stuff you promised us? Thank you for bringing things to light, Father God, that need to be brought to light, Father God, in Jesus' name. We bind every one of these spirits of greed and corruption and hatred and murder and hatreds of humanity. We bind all the spirits of the kind of the hard-hearted spirit, Father God, in Jesus' name. Kind of what's that called, a psychopath. People that only seem to care about themselves, and they don't seem to care about the human beings. They kind of think they're like chickens or like pigs or something, or like frogs. They're going to have frog's legs for dinner. They think that's okay to have a kind of a pizza gate and something. That's just a cute little thing. We'll just munch on that. Father God, we ask you to bring things to light that need to be brought to light. All the pedophilia and all the nonsense, the perversion that's going on, Father God. Bring it all to the light, Father God. Not that I want to focus on that nasty, nasty stuff, Father. I'd rather just focus on Jesus. But we need to, Father God, have the things cleared up. And deliver us, Father God, from the perversions and all the spirits, from fascism, Nazi, whatever it is, all these nasty spirits that want to do terrible things to your creation, Father God, including your children, Father God. The people of this nation do not want their children harmed, Father God. Wake the people up, Father God. But not just from the critical race theory, from the jab for the children, 5 to whatever it is, 11. Wake the people up, Father God. If the children have a 0% chance of dying from COVID, why would you give them an unproven vaccination, kind of that, with new ingredients stuffed into it just for the children that's supposed to counteract the blood clots that so many people have already had from the vaccinations, including the airline pilots who've died while they're flying airplanes. God, deliver us from every one of these ungodly spirits. Thank you for the airline pilots and those that are standing up. Thank you for waking the people up to say, no thank you. This body does not belong to Bill Gates. This body does not belong to Joe. This body does not belong to some pope or something who's trying to push some agenda from the Jesuits. We bind every demonic spirit behind the Jesuits, Freemasonry, and every other occultic spirit in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We have gags in every one of their mouths. Father, we ask you to send your warning linking angels to fight for all your children. Those that are not awakened, well, have awakened yet, Father God, maybe you need to give them a little shake, Father God, and say, arise, for the light is coming. The glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. We thank you for waking them up, Father God, in Jesus' name, in your way and in your time, in Jesus' name. There it is. Arise and shine, for thy light is coming. The glory of the Lord has risen upon me. In Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for that. We ask you, Father God, to wake up everyone that's been taking a little nap, Father God, and thinking, well, things are going to go back to normal. And none of us people wake up. Father God, we ask you to wake up the earth, particularly the body of Christ, the sleeping giant. We, Father God, we thank you for giving Pat Holliday divine revelation about the sleeping giant waking up and giving that brother who had that vision, Father God, in 1961 when was living in Canada. Deliver all our brothers and sisters in Canada from that spirit of fascism, Father God, and all those spirits from Castro's descendant who's trying to run that country in groups with the DP. We ask you to deliver all those, Father God, in harm's way, Father, in Jesus' name, including all those in the body of Christ. There's a lot of wonderful Christians up in Canada, Father God, and many of them may be listening to this broadcast, I don't know, and the Christians in Australia, Father God, and those that have been kind of have their hands tied because they took away their guns from them. Well, they want to do that here too, but they haven't done it, and we thank you, Father God. Help the people to be able to walk that fine line, to be able to protect their families, but not resort to bloodshed, Father God, because you said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to pulling down the strongholds. We thank you for the weapons of our warfare. We thank you for sending your warring angels to fight for each one of us. If God be for us, who can be against us? And we thank you, Father God, for giving us the privilege of being able to have instruments from the Second Amendment to be able to go hunting if we need food later, Father God, in Jesus' name. And give us the ability to use whatever you provided for those of us who have not routinely done that, Father God. Even if my daughter saw somebody up in New England who got permission to go hunting, a 13-year-old girl took out a moose, was well over 1,000 pounds. That's a lot of meat for a lot of people for a long time. Father God, we thank you for providing for all of your children according to your riches and glory. You own the cattle on 1,000 hills. And we thank you for providing all of our needs according to your riches and glory in the natural and in the spiritual. And we thank you that there are more with us than with them. And thank you for keeping us by the power of your name. Jesus says, I'm no more in the world than Jesus says. Holy Father, keep to thine own name those whom thou hast given it, and may be one as we are. As we drink into one spirit with you, Lord, because you poured out your soul, your blood for us, to redeem us back from the devil, and you did. And you said, Father, I have finished the work I gave you. It is, and as we walk through this, you came. Oh, for this purpose, Son of God, was not meant to destroy the works of the devil. That you died on Calvary. Just like when Joshua walked into the promised land of Israel, he said, "Take it, we can go in and take it." But there were some of them that said, "Oh, we can't stand against the giants. Oh no, we're going to take on these huge walls that are up in the sky. Yeah, they're huge. They're like real giants. They're like mountains of fire. Give us all that Holy Ghost, Father God. Make us the wine that makes us glad, the heart of that oil that makes us shine, and bread which strengthens us, man, by you. And Jesus, what did you do for us? You laid down your blood, your soul, your flesh for us. And you said, my flesh is meat and meat. And the fruit of the life of the tree of life. Make us the fruit of the partaking of the tree of life. This will never have gone. I am a living man. We know that you're going to heal the land.